A single, a double, and a triple. And I ain't talking about baseball. This is the perfect board.
Welcome to the perfect board, show about things fun. The beer geeks, I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
We're going to be hanging out with you and having some hopefully good beers, talking about the beers we had this week, beers we're looking out for, and some talking about some beer culture and our listeners. We've got a great group of listeners that call us, tell us, give us their pour report, tell us what's going on with them and their neck of the beer world. And that's it. We're going to just relax.
Did you say neck beard of the world?
neck beards. Never good. Never been cool. Neckbeards. Nobody's ever wanted it. I mean,
nobody.
No, nobody.
Not never once.
No. Never want it. Yeah, I mean, if you have a full beard and it involves your neck, that's fine. But you don't want to go neckbeard. You want to be
just neckbeard.
Yeah.
Never.
I
mean, full neckbeard.
This is craft beer, and everyone jokes about beards, but. Like, do you think, are we going to ever, beard, not having a beard ever going to be a thing in craft beer? Like, is that going to be a trend? Will shaving be a trend in craft beer?
When you're applying for the job, after you get the job, you could shave. And then they can't do anything.
Oh, yeah, when you apply for a job, you better have a good freaking beard. Don't even bother showing up. But yeah, once you're in there and the contract signed and you're in there, like, then you shave. You're like, I got the job now. I'm going to shave.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what are you doing? Like, who are you? Like, hi, I'm Craig Smith, here to start my first day on the job. And they're like, who the hell are you? You're not the Craig Smith I hired. Oh, I shave. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of my brewery. Clean shaven piece of shit. I was watching that on the CBC pictures and the World Beer Cup War pictures, and looking, there'll be like a lineup of five dudes with beards, and then be like one guy that shaved.
I'm just the one guy.
I'm just like, oh, maybe that guy doesn't look right. Maybe you just have to have a beard in order to look okay. It's like in high school, you wanted to have the right kind of clothes. You didn't want to stand out necessarily as being like the cheap clothes or anything. You were like, everyone's getting Britannia jeans. I gotta get them Britannia jeans.
The Britannias. Oh man.
I gotta get those 501s.
Sir Mervyn's has gone out of business long ago.
Miller's Outpost, baby.
Yeah. Anchor Blue.
So everyone's just gotta, like, I gotta look good with the, I gotta have a good looking beard, otherwise everyone's gonna make fun of me.
The one job you grow a beard for.
Dad, I've got no son of mine's gonna grow a beard. You gotta look up. No, Dad, you don't understand. Everybody has a beard.
Babies are just gonna be born with beards now.
Baby beard. Oh, there's an SNL skit. Putting balls up.
Baby beer.
Before the show, we were tailgating. We had a pretty extensive tailgate. You're welcome, Golden Gods.
Yeah, which means the show is going to suck because we got it all out.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, before the tailgate, I had a Hen House IPA. And then, I'm going to be
Mr. Fancy.
A lot of slurring in the next hour. Just catch me this hour. And then I opened up a crowler from Wazoo Corvette. Chuhapa, a New England IPA for May the 4th. Be with you. It's from Blue Note.
And also with you.
You're so Catholic. Blue Note Brewing.
Thanks.
From Woodland, California. And in, it's a Crowler.
Would I?
I'm still drinking that. I've got something good on deck from Wazoo. But thank Wazoo Porch Bombers. Porch Bombers today.
Porch Bombers.
And so we're drinking the Wazoo Spoils. What do you got going on over there?
Yeah. My tailgate was a Drake's IPA.
Mm.
And then I too have a Crowler from Blue Note from Wazoo. This is the Blood on Tracks. Double IPA. I believe it's a Blood Orange IPA. 8.2%. And I say, memories of Sculpin are hitting high right now.
Oh, well, Sculpin wannabe, huh?
Mm-hmm. I like it. I love the can art, or Crowler art in this case. Blue Note. Jazz reference, I'm sure. Miles Davis.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Must be, this brewery owners must be jazz fans.
Jazz.
Jazz. Listen to KFSR on, during the day.
Woodland.
In Fresno, ooh, California. 90.7 KFSR, Fresno State Radio. They play jazz from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So that's what's going on. That's what we're drinking. Let's, yeah. Culture. Let's start us off, Nicholas.
Oh, me? Oh, shocked. It's me again.
Nicholas.
Okay. Well, get ready for October.
Oh, no. We're already getting ready for Sobertober.
Sobertober.
Our October.
What happens in May? Is like May, like
May. It's a Star Wars month. All month.
It's the Star Wars.
Obi-Wan.
They went to see the baby. Was that good? I went to see the baby.
I went to see the baby.
Nailed it, right?
Nailed it.
I went to see the baby. I feel like that's my jam. Like that's where I lay. Mm-hmm. In person impressions for Star Wars. I went to see the baby.
I did the baby.
Blah blah blah. Where would you search for the best brewery in your state?
Central.
What social media platform?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess am I searching best of, like, best breweries in my state? Is that my search?
Yeah. Query? Like, oh, I'm in this new state. I'm in Louisiana. Well,
I'll go on Google and hope that somebody credible wrote a good blog post about it. And it's not bullshit, like some bullshit post that's just trying to get traffic, but it's a real blogger and a real post and a real craft beer.
See, your
post.
You're already meta. You're like next level. You already know how to circumvent bad reviews.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's pro tip right there. You're dropping like really good knowledge right now.
I mean, perfect poor listener, they can access the all our reps and hope that there's a rep in their area.
That's even better. Personal recommendation is probably number one. Number two is probably the way you said, like weed out.
Google.
Weed out sponsored posts and fake reviews by searching for pertinent blog postings.
Something that wasn't just there to get SEO hits, but to actually
like we do.
Give you information.
Are we just in it for the SEO?
Yeah. Our perfectportpod.com is just smashed with
traffic. We're just in it for the
SEO
hits.
Traffic.
Well, if you're like the other 90% of the world, you probably went to Yelp. And so here is the best breweries by state, according to Yelp.
Yelp gets a lot of those top, you know, top first page Google lists. But I haven't used Yelp, like actually used Yelp for forever.
No, I haven't either. I think Google reviews are what I normally read. Mm-hmm. Mostly because once you're done reading the reviews, you could then click the menu button directly next to the review section and go to see the food listing.
Yeah.
If you're in over the years, Florida,
you can see everything there on that pic. Google is like, it used to be where Google would just show you the links to the pages that did all the things, and then you had to click it. But now they try to show you everything there. Google doesn't want you leaving Google, just like every one platform doesn't want you leaving their platform. So they'll like put as much shit in there as they can. So
they don't hit. What do you want? Do you want a map to it? Do you want a review?
Hit that website. Don't dare go to that website.
Hours? Do you want store hours?
We'll give you everything.
Menus are still the hardest part to get. Your 50-50 chance of a photo of the menu that somebody posted or like an actual website link. Yeah, but is that up to date? How old is this website?
If that restaurant isn't good with their menu online, then it's going to be a mess.
Which we were kind of talking about. Most small businesses especially have gone to only social media. They don't have websites at all.
Yeah.
But that is the worst way to find their menu. So I think having a website just for the menu is helpful.
Yeah.
As long as you could update it easily.
Yeah. I mean,
question mark.
Yeah. If you got somebody there that has like a little bit of web savviness.
Yeah.
It's not the websites are cheap. When you think about it, as far as like your business goes, it's probably the cheapest expense you have as a business is having a website and just to have that menu up there and just to be able to change it when you want. But yeah, I always wonder about, because I use that too much, frankly. I use the DoorDash and that kind of stuff, and those menus seem pretty well updated, and I'm just like thinking, like, who's like, is this, I not knowing anybody use, you know, in the restaurant industry that's having to do that update those, but like, those always seem pretty updated on the DoorDash and Grubhub.
I wonder if that's part of the package for signing up with them. They'll keep your menu updated.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe they do it, or maybe just they got somebody in the restaurant. But they seem pretty well organized with that. But they don't organize for their own menus or their own websites. What are we talking about?
So Yelp. Oh gosh, there's a tangent moderator still.
I guess.
So if you're in Arizona, according to Yelp, Front Porch Brewing in Phoenix is your best spot.
Ooh, I don't know that.
Never heard of it.
I like the name.
Yeah, cool name.
I saw Nick's Front Porch earlier today. I saw where you have your get it's on your front porch today. I saw
that. Oh, you saw the actual.
Yeah, the little side section there you got in the front.
Should I put like a red velvet rope and be like, bistro? Don't touch anything?
Yeah, yep. I should.
In 100 years, will people like tour?
Oh, yeah.
They'll be like, my house,
take a picture in front of it. Where and be like, give a thumbs up. And like, whoa.
Like, that's us right in front of Nick's little. For your bistro.
Yeah, people will selfie in front of it. Sweet. That's good.
The Nick 80? Yeah. What other Nick is?
Yeah. not the Nick 79. If you're in Ohio,
Ohio.
Noble Beast Brewing in Cleveland.
Noble Beast.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good name.
If you're in Utah, Keto's Brewing.
Keto's. Where? What town is Keto. That?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake City. If you're in Colorado, Broken Compass Brewing, you know.
Uh-huh.
Colin and Janine mention that all the time. Must be popular.
Hey, I hear Broken Compass. We just checked in 20 beers here. Broken Compass.
Broken Compass. Breckenridge. Breckenridge, you ever been to Breckenridge, Colorado?
No. That's just like a skiing place, right?
No wonder. Can I drink this on the slopes?
When I was younger,
five stars.
Drove through sort of southern Colorado and like the area that Paul, I think, has to go to sometimes.
Oh, the
Colorado Springs. I went through Southern California and Colorado Springs. And that's my Colorado experience. Went to Denver Airport a couple times in transfer planes.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go. I want to go to Red Rock show.
Red Rock. Red Rock do it. Show. You got... Never mind. I will say that. You got a state you're interested in? Is there one state you're wondering?
Oh, for beer?
Yeah, best for the best. Place?
What's Idaho say? What is Idaho?
Oh, Idaho. Daft Badger.
Daft Badger? Brewing. Is it in Daft Boise?
Daft Badger. Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, Coeur d'Alene. I've been to Coeur d'Alene.
There you go.
It's a nice lakefront community on mm-hmm. the lake.
Daft Badger. Daft Badger. You gotta throw a little Paul Rudd on top of that. Daft Badger.
Daft Badger. That's where you go. You fly into Spokane, Washington, and then you get a car and then you drive. I go to Sandpoint. I have family in Sandpoint. Wow. You drive through Coeur d'Alene and go up to Sandpoint. Okay. Sandpoint's got a couple breweries.
Sandpoint. They got one called Sandpoint Brewery?
No, but they probably should. They don't already.
Somebody should get on that.
All right. Sounds like we're retiring. With my Sandpoint.
All right. Sandpoint, perfect pour. Sand, perfect pour point.
What? What's your state? Name a state. You want to know best brewery to go to?
What state would I want to know? How about? Bet you couldn't guess Massachusetts.
They're not going to say Boston Beer Company, are they?
They sure are.
Oh,
Samuel Adams.
All right, fine.
That's a good question. I have the list in front of me, so I could pick one. And
what state do you always wanted to check out? Forget about the beer. What state? As a human being,
probably Tennessee. So that'd be Southern right. Grist Brewing in Nashville.
Southern Grist in Nashville. All right. You want to check out Nashville?
I want to see Nashville.
Memphis or like Nashville? To see that
one day. Yeah.
Memphis. What would you want to see more, Memphis or Nashville?
Memphis
is more blues oriented, right? And Nashville's more country oriented.
Yeah, Nashville's more country, but I think both would be good. But yeah, Memphis would, for the historical factor, that'd be fun.
You want to go to Memphis, son?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The King's there.
King's there. So speaking of which, where is Sun Records?
Sun Records in Alabama?
Memphis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. We'll see where it all happened.
Yep. Then maybe you see Elvis. You get an Elvis sighting.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Still alive. Harry's doing a comeback show in Sal Marina Fresno.
Yes, that I would see that. I would see go. Any Sal Marina sold. Done.
I won't go if it's Save Mart though.
No. Hell no. That's stupid.
What else, Nick?
You hear Elvis is live? Yeah, that's cool. He's playing Save Mart. Ah, fuck that.
That's all right.
He's dead. if you are Central Coasting next week, you can participate in the Slow Counties Craft Beer Week.
Oh.
Yes, no.
209? Or no, not 209.
805, bro.
805. 209 northern San Joaquin Valley.
No, San Luis County.
Yeah, right.
San Luis Obispo.
I confused my counties, okay. My area codes. Well,
Slow County.
How could I confuse 805?
I don't know.
Have a day.
Nobody knows. You have a truck full of stickers.
Yeah.
You got a Ford Ranger sitting out there.
Ford Ranger just full of 805 stickers. I'm all about that 805 life.
That's right. Now 805 Cerveza.
Yeah. Have you had that?
No, I haven't.
Me neither. Nobody has.
Nobody has. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Nobody's ever drank that beer. They have that 805 Cerveza everywhere. Nobody's ever drank it. Nobody's, not one. One person bought it.
Not even a Rad Stacy.
Nope.
So their craft beer week starts May 16th.
Good for them.
And you're like, why are you talking about San Luis? Well, because it's the most awesome place to have a vacation ever if you live in Fresno. But day more trip, than that.
Not vacation, day trip.
More than that, there are 40 different places to have craft beer
in
San Luis Obispo County.
More than that, you can hang out with Tony Bags.
You could also hang out with Tony Bags, but there are
the beer pulp
36 more places than I ever imagined being over there.
Like, how am I going to get to all those? I have one day.
Yeah. I
get there on Saturday morning. I leave on Sunday morning. How am I going to get to these 40 places?
So what it says is I take the coast for granted that I've been there so often. I just imagine I know everything already.
Oh, I know it all.
I know it all, so I have never bothered to seek out any more places than the four visit, which is kind of sad. I mean, half of these are not true breweries, by the way, but for 40 different places to visit in the coast makes me feel like I've been living under a rock.
Rock at Morro Bay. Is that a Morro Bay reference?
It's a Morro Bay reference, especially when I vacation there every
years.
In Cambria, 927 beer. Never heard of her.
What? You guys know Cambria. How have you not known?
Right?
I don't know what that is.
How do we not know there's a brewery there? I don't know.
Not that big.
This one's kind of cool. Number two on the list is Ancient Owl Beer Garden.
Okay. Where is
that? Never been there.
Where is it at?
This is at San Luis. That's in San Luis.
No, I think they're wrong.
Somebody made these up.
Yeah,
somebody was bored and just made up a list.
That's made up.
Like half are fake.
Yeah,
they're just like cardboard tilt ups, like a bad spaghetti western.
Ancient Owl, come on.
This
is SEO tricks.
Number SEO. Yeah, trying to get this top of the search list. Number three, we've heard of Bang the Drum.
Yes,
I have not been. All female brewery. Have.
I haven't been, no.
Number four, of course, is Barrel House.
Heard of it.
Heard of it. Six, Bittersweet Brewing Company.
Not heard of it. And that's Bittersweet.
We're going to skip these because these are just tap rooms. 10 is California Coast Beer. Yeah. Totally been there.
That's in Paso. I don't know why that's funny to me.
Is that too generic for you?
Yeah.
Does that not feel like
California Coast Brewery? Craft brewery. Yeah.
We're a craft brewery.
It's just your guys are craft beer brewery. No, we're craft brewery. Wait, what? So you brew craft beer, right? No, we're called craft brewery.
We only do lagers.
We've been to craft. Have you guys been down to craft brewery? It's fucking sick.
I'd like a craft beer, please.
Oh, that's our bait. That's our number one seller. Here, enjoy your craft beer.
Enjoy.
Craft IPA.
Central Coast Brewing, we are familiar with.
Heard of it. Had it.
But have you heard of Colony Mash Brewing?
No. What a piece of shit.
Dead Oak Brewing?
No.
Firestone Walker, of course. Humdinger Brewing.
Humdinger.
Ooh, Humdinger.
Humdinger. Nope.
Nope. Libertine, Liquid Gravity, of Doi. Course. Oak and Otter Brewing.
That sounds vaguely familiar. Man, I'm just really into oaks and otters. Oakwood and otters.
Favorite pastime. Mm-hmm. Oaks and otter. There's it goes on and on, but I'm shocked right now. Yelp has let me down because I did not know there were this many places on the Central Coast.
You
gotta
stop using Yelp. Step up your game next time.
Yeah. Apparently I bring all my own beer to the coast and never leave the house.
Yeah. Sometimes we don't leave the hotel room. It's because I just appreciate this hotel, this $400 hotel room.
Yeah. That we could see a corner of the ocean from.
You're like, oh, like if I stand on my tippy toes, I can see the ocean.
Yep. Ocean view. Yep. I see it.
Excuse me. I'm up here in room 287. I don't really see the ocean. Oh, you got to go into your corner of the room and then stand on your dresser. Oh, yeah. Now I get it. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Somebody parked in front of the window. I can't see it anymore.
Oh, no. We don't have any parking. We only have two parking stalls. Did you check in after 3? Yeah, you're not going to get any parking.
Yeah, we have a satellite parking lot. 6 blocks away.
But I just came from Fresno. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and park your car there. I'll have a shuttle to you. No. Jeez,
Paul. Okay.
Wow.
Anything else?
Oh, of course, Silva Brewing. Don't forget Silva.
Yeah, Silva Brewing. Only the best.
And number 35 on the list. There does not exist.
Oh, 35? Is this like a ranking
No, this isn't a ranking.
Oh, okay. Maybe it is.
I don't know.
I was going to.
Kind of does feel that way. It's not alphabetical and it's not by location because.
My gloves are off.
Maybe this is a ranking.
Oh, my God. What? Is this the San Luis Obispo Tribune? Let's go fight.
No, this is the Paso Robles Daily News.
Oh, of course it is. Paso Robles pieces of shit. Oh, we're going to fire that fucking old fight up again.
Oh, hey, I did not have to subscribe to get this article. Be nice to them.
Oh, my God. The Paso people are, I don't even want to go down that road. They're not good people. Boy. I thought they were good.
They're Fresno, just in a better location.
Right. And even that's a little questionable.
So, yeah, 40 new places to look, 36 new places to try out when I'm on the coast.
All right. Next summer plans are set. Wheels are getting going in motion.
Getting drunk.
I'm going to kill this crowler, but mine's not double like yours. Whenever you're ready
to... I'm two-thirds into mine.
Whenever you're ready to open that orange glow, you let me know.
Oh, let's see. I better go get it then.
Yeah, just let me know. But what? Anything else?
Yeah, you ready for a break?
Culture? Any more culture you want to throw out there, Nick?
Ooh, culture.
Make sure you got it all.
I did not go to the tacos and taps thing in Clovis, but I saw Instagram photos of it. It's like people had fun.
People had tacos. They had the beers.
The beer, the beers.
The beers. I could just eat those tacos like all night. I'm never satisfied. Yeah. I'm never like street tacos here locally are the best. Mm. And just get some masada tacos. I'm never just like, oh, I'm done eating tacos. Definitely. That's enough for me.
That's not a sentence you've ever spoken before. No.
Like, I'll have five of them and still be like, man, I wish I could eat more, but I know I can't because that's just not right. But I'm never just like, oh, yeah, I'm full of taco. I'm done. It's always just like, damn it.
So where does Al Rico's Tacos stand for you to this day?
The one on Ashland and Mark's?
So Ashland and Mark, the kiosk, was pre-food truck.
They turned a photo booth into a taco shop.
Taco stand.
And there's one across the street from it. It's like rival ones. Yeah, they're awesome.
Okay. They're still holding up.
They all hold up. I mean,
they all hold up.
Fresno has like 100 of those that are just like Madera has plenty too. There's a little town.
Oh, yes. Thanks for the pro burger tip in Madera. I never knew about that place.
Well, that's Mendota. Yeah.
Is that Mendota?
Yeah. That was a Mendota.
I thought you said Madera.
Yeah. Well, they blend together.
Okay. Never mind. You're in Mendota. Never going to Mendota. Stupid.
Local referencing. Is that it?
My culture. Yep.
I wanted to start off by because I missed a voicemail last week from Wazoo. Right. So I'm gonna just even though we're not the voicemails quite yet. I want to play Wazoo voicemail because I missed it last week. Well, I shouldn't have built this up until I was ready for it. But
hey, guys, can you hear me? That's right. I'm car washing in the car wash. Anyway, how's it going, fellas? Good? Yeah?
Good.
So, excellent. I got a colleague that I did I do a lot of phone call favors for and answer questions and stuff. And she, I was over at her clinic and she brought out a couple of four packs of a pale ale from a brewery called 5050, the leg lifter pale ale. And I thought, I haven't seen that in a while. That's cool. Thanks a lot. And so I, finished off the work there and took off and got home and took Mikey's recommendation and checked the dates, and they were canned in July 2021. So sorry, Discord people that have read this already, but I wanted to get Mikey, maybe get Nick's opinion. What do you do with 8 pints of 9-month-old pale ale?
8?
I don't know.
Oh no.
You know, there's been talk about, boil the broths. That's point. Always a great idea. Maybe make some barbecue sauce or use them to steam ribs. Anyway, just work. High school graduation for the daughters in like the end of May. I think maybe Hoptown's got that too. But get ready for the summer. Looking forward to traveling to Georgia. Looking forward to traveling the East Coast this summer. And then moving the girl to Michigan. So, yeah, whoa. That's all I got. Keep up the good work.
She has chosen.
Dates. Have fun. Be safe. Bye. Yes. I'm car washing in Sacramento.
No. Fresno's got way better car washes.
Does it make you have to pee?
Yeah,
come on. Nobody beats Fresno's car washes. Come on. Don't.
I know. Tacos and car washes. We got them all.
Yeah. We got the best tacos, got the best car washes.
Mm-hmm.
Not even try. Thank you, Wazoo, from last week that I missed. So. I'm sorry, everyone. I don't get to play the car wash song underneath the car wash calls. That's the end of the car wash song. A couple of looking out fors I want to throw in there. Beechwood Brewing's Hop Tangle IPA. It just looked like a nice can, and I love Beechwood, so I put it on my looking out for list. That's all the information I needed. Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. I don't know if you've heard of this one before, but they're called Sierra Nevada. They're out of Chico, California. I think they have one in the Carolinas as well. But I don't know. I think these kids are going places. They're coming out with a cold IPA version of Torpedo. But you gotta buy the hoppy sampler to get it. And this cold Torpedo, it's Torpedo IPA, but it's made with lager yeast and it's fermented warmer than usual. And it's got Motica and El Dorado. But you gotta buy that hoppy sampler. Gotta be that 12 pack variety pack in order to get it, which I'm kind of a fan of. I like the angle of putting in you gotta buy this variety pack in order to taste this beer. I'm not opposed to it. I know I can see how people would be pissed. I'm like you're really gonna make me buy this mix pack just to get this one beer? But I don't know. I think it's worth it, especially if you're talking about Sierra Nevada Brewing. The World Beer Cup happened since our last episode / the Craft Brewers Conference. And at the end of the CBC is the World Beer Cup, where they announce all the judging of all the beers and everything. And yeah. I had previously in a recent episode was just like, why are we worrying about giving judgment on beers? Like, can we just all just drink beer and enjoy it? And what are we going to stress about judging? And then I kind of was not schooled, but kind of reminded after that, it is a cool thing for the people that are making beer to have some mm-hmm. reward for that, to have their peers kind of acknowledge them as you are doing well and this is a good, well-made beer. So I kind of flipped on it. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. We should still be judging and still be giving out awards because, it's a cool, it feels good for your peers to be like, yeah, you're doing good. And so
once again, us judging people has come back in our favor.
Yeah. There weren't any Fresno area brewers that got any medals at the World Beer Cup, but there was Central California brewers did. Liquid Gravity won silver for the IPA. Liquid Gravity IPA won a silver.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's so simple, though. I know. Awesome.
Well, but I think that's the kind of thing that wins the awards. Things that are really spot on in that style. Those tend to do well.
So, best pun name doesn't win.
Figueroa Mountain won a couple.
Wow.
get this, BJ's, the chain brewery restaurant, BJ's, they won bronze for their barley wine. So now you got to go into BJ's, Nick, and go get their barley wine.
I'm leaving now.
Go.
If anybody would like to order one, I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Barley wine. So here in Fresno, you can go get some. That's our only
award-winning barley wine.
We can get some a beer cup medal winning barley wine. Feels like I'm going to lose my mind.
On it. Watch for my check-in coming up. One thing
I thought was hilarious was that Humble Sea, Santa Cruz Brewer, Humble Sea, like the northernmost part of the Central Coast, Santa Cruz. Mm-hmm. They are notorious with their hazies, which is they call foggy, which I'm a support of. They make about 50,000 different foggies a year. You can't, right. Nobody can keep up with them. There's nice socks,
round number.
The socks and sandals is the only constant they have. Everything else is just, they are throwing all kinds of shit at the ball. Everything's foggy. The only medal they won was for a Helles. They make a Helles.
Yeah.
Humble Sea, the only. They throw like 500 hazies at them and like, hey, look at all these hazies. They're like, nah, we like your Helles. They're like,
That's perfect. Bitch. That could not have ended better.
So I kind of feel bad for them. Like they're all, they devote their life to, making foggy IPAs.
To making foggies.
And the award they get is for a Helles. Like,
that's nice, it's but almost
like they purposely
we'd did like that to acknowledge to your Helles.
Like, oh, yeah, those are fine, but your Helles. And you're like, shit. The one guy at the brewery is just like, I told you
it was good.
The one guy that made the Helles is like,
told you.
Like, yeah, fuck you, Sam.
Made for brewers by brewer.
But one other medal winner was from a brewery. A Central Valley brewer.
I love gold.
Oh, I love gold.
I love gold. From Sliced Beer Company, Orange Glow, Hazy IPA. Gold medal winner.
Oh, hazy?
Yeah, sorry, bro.
Son of a bitch.
Thank you, Wazoo Corvette. Got each, Nick and I.
Big early cheers to Wazoo for our own. This is awesome.
Beer that just won gold for a, this is a gold, this is the.
I'm tasting gold right
the
now.
The World Beer Cup says this is as good as a hazy gets, basically, is what they're saying. And not only that, the label art is so good. I love the label art. It reminds you of the orange stand, burger stands.
The mammoth
along
orange.
Mammoth orange stands along Highway 99. And I don't know if they got that from that or not, probably. But the label art is just beautiful.
Yeah.
And the orange glow with Citra and Ruwaka. Spoons. Finest hazy beers this side of the Mississippi. Don't delay. Crack this ray of orange glow with a buddy right now. I'm cracking one with a buddy right now.
Oh, don't be suspicious.
It's got a different, not the aroma I would think. The aroma is really This is
asparagus-y.
Not what I was expecting.
And it's taming that blue note I just had. It's cutting right through that heavy blood orange beer I just had.
I'm having Goldfish crackers as my
palate. Oh, that sounds amazing.
I don't have any regular crackers. Wow, this is not what I was thinking I was going to have. Because
no,
I feel like I've had this before.
It's not as soft as a hazy.
But it's not what I remember it being.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, if you had not told me this was hazy, I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, if you didn't look at it, it's not. It's definitely not clear. It's like got that.
White, well, mine's in the white. Can still. So
yeah. Oh, okay. You haven't looked at
avoiding it. I'm avoiding the visual, but flavor wise, I don't get that pillowy softness that hazies typically have.
Hmm. Man, this has got its own. This has got its own vibe going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. It's just like I wasn't ready for this, I guess.
No,
this and I'm not getting it because it's called Orange Glow. So you're like, all right, here comes the orange, but I'm not really getting that.
Yeah, like you're thinking sherbet, like sweet, like ice cream.
Maybe. Hmm. I'm gonna sit with this for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out. Will you call me tonight? Like you to be on the show. If you've got a poor report, you want to report in on what the beer scene in your neck of the woods is doing, something interesting to a perfect poor listener, you want to throw in there an interesting beer, just a heads up, a question you've got for us that you want us answered to talk about on the show, we're here for that. You can get on the show two different ways. You can call the voicemail, 24-hour voicemail line, 559-492-0542, or you can just record it yourself and email it to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And let's start with traditional voicemails this week. We got one from this person here.
Well, hello, gentlemen. The Fontana Jim calling in. It's been a week.
Hey.
I hope Matt's enjoying his little sabbatical. That's what we always used to call it. That's what I always used to call it when someone was away from a thing for a while. You know, like, I don't know if they had to go to jail and had to spend 6 months away. I always say they're on sabbatical from their job. That's kind of like the way I like
Matt's
to call it.
Matt's not in jail.
So I wanted to call kind of making fun a little bit of my buddy Junior Beer because he was talking about, oh, man, I can't go over 2 minutes and blah, 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 and two calls. And then he starts going, ah, you know, all the rules about calling in. If you guys fucking remember, he's the reason why we have all those stupid-ass rules. In fact, I think he suggested all of them. So it's always his fucking fault if he wants to have a problem with the rules. They were his rules in the beginning. But I really wanted to call this. Mikey, I think on the last episode you talked about that was your first hard seltzer you've ever had?
No, I didn't say
you know, first ever. I'll admit, there's a couple things I've noticed about the hard seltzers. Yes. Number one, anytime it says natural flavor or natural fruit, they're fucking horrible. Those are the worst ones. The best hard seltzers are the incredibly artificial flavored ones. I want fucking blue raspberry. I want something that reminds me of a Slurpee or an Icy when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because those taste like fun and enjoyment. And then the places you could drink these seltzers. Well, you could always break up your hard drink day drinking day with a seltzer once in a while. Kind of like, yeah, Gary, you got a little bit of palate fatigue from all of the hazy IPAs that you're drinking, Mikey. So have yourself a seltzer and maybe make it like a raspberry or a strawberry, something kind of like having a soda. So it helps reset your palate. And of course, the places you could drink those at, there's always by the pool, like a soda, you can always take a seltzer and put it over ice. And then there's, you know, like the kids' soccer game or back to school night or
Yeah, back
kids
to school
graduation. Yeah. You know, any of those places where other people might have a cup of water with a straw in it.
Daddy, look at the drawing
just looks like a Sprite or a Squirt or something. So have at that. Most of them are clear. Anyways, that's all Fontana Jim has today for all your drinking tips. I want you guys to keep up the good work. Check your dates. And as always, be awesome to each other.
Right.
Oh.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Be excellent.
Be excellent to each other.
Because God gave rock and roll to you.
God gave rock and roll to you. Yeah, what you want to do is be drinking seltzers at open house or at your kid's open house.
Yeah, back to school night.
Back to school night. Yeah, when you're just meeting the new parent, you're like, I'm getting ripped over here.
What does my kid have to do to get an A?
Bro.
What if I gave you this seltzer?
This is a double seltzer, 8 ounces. Or eight.
This could be yours for one A plus.
Little A plus. How many A pluses do I get if I get this big seltzer, Teach? Look, man, my kid, you're gonna have to help my kid out, and for that, I'm gonna get you some seltzers.
I'll get you some seltzers.
Hook you up some good seltzers. Teachers like to drink. Don't think that teachers don't drink.
What? They get down on the seltz?
Elementary school teachers, they'll drink at the table.
These bastards.
They don't mess around.
I like the Fontana Jim as a remote correspondent.
Hey guys, what's up?
How you guys doing? It is Sunday.
It's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who are listening.
Yeah, and soon to be mothers.
And soon to be mothers, like Hoppy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So we're just chilling in the jacuzzi.
Yeah. Colin thought of some beer names.
I'm a little late to the party on this one.
These are beer names they're Star Wars themed that you don't want, right?
Well, if you like business, you don't name your beers these Star Wars names. I don't know why I think of this stuff, but okay. Are you ready?
I like it.
Someone's got
first
to.
One is rip their arms off when they lose red.
Wookiees.
Okay.
And a little short for a stormtrooper Schwartz.
Yes.
A little Schwartz for a stormtrooper.
Boba Fett betrayal brown.
Jabba the captive hot princess pale.
One armed wait.
Oh, I think it's one-armed man or something.
Oh,
should be my father chopped my arm off. Chopper beer or something like that. Obi-Wan Harry Carey Heffelweisen. Because he, you know.
Ewok caught me taking a piss Pilsner.
Is that Ewok catching her taking a piss? I think she.
I can't remember. I think she was foraging for something, but okay.
Tatooine Murder Milk Stout.
And then this is the last one that you definitely don't want
to name your beer. This if you own a brewery.
I almost banged my sister Bach.
Almost.
Anyway, that's our silliness for the day. So yeah, love listening to the show. Love you guys.
Yeah, we're having fun. So Mikey wants Rammy stories about...
Oh, yeah, about breweries and stuff.
Okay, so Colin's got a Rammy story.
We'll probably wrap this up in a minute. Okay, so here's what happened. So we went to this Harry Potter-themed beer festival. It was pretty cool, actually. Like, they had bands and everything.
Harry Potter. Colin's not so much into Harry Potter. They had this butterbeer drink, and it was made with booze.
I think it was just nothing but vodka.
It was like schnapps and vodka and I don't know. So vodka. I did that, and then I was like too drunk to function anymore.
She was super hammered. So my buddy Dave, who's the Blue Tile Brewing guy, he let her come sit back in their booth because they had like a booth. So she sat back there, and I kind of went and did the rest of the brewery.
Gave me water.
He's like, babe, I'm going to give her water.
So I was kind of rolling solo, so I went ahead and picked up some of the breweries that are around on their tent. And then,
like,
obviously, we had to go because it was kind of like, because Janine had the stupid butter beer. So I'm like, go with my boy Tyler over the strange tent. And I was like, hey, man, can you fill this all the way up? And he's like, sure. So he fills my glass all the way up to the top. We go to leave.
First guy to ask to fill it up. There's
security at the door. And I take the beer and I put it underneath my jacket.
We're getting an Uber.
Yeah.
The Uber's waiting.
The car's out there. So, yeah. So we leave. And as we're leaving, the guy's all, we got out the front doors. And I'm like, yay, I'm good. And then you hear, sir, excuse me, sir, excuse me, sir. And then I take the beer out of my jacket and I just start chugging it in the grass.
He slams it out of his hand.
And the dude slaps this cup out of my hand and it lands on the sidewalk. And I told him, I was like, okay, I get it. I'm sorry. And then that was it.
I'm sorry.
That was our funny Rammy story.
Yeah.
We'll keep calling and we keep listening and we want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Colin and Janine.
You'll sure try. For stories like that, we'll keep going.
Yeah, man. I like all the good stories, the good drinking out stories.
Yeah.
Out there drinking out there. I mean, come on.
Colin's we do a lot of drinking beers before the Uber. Geeks.
I know we're the nicest of the beer drink in the beer drinking community as in whole of if you know that wide of a net of beer drinkers, the craft beer people are I would like to think we're the most responsible and nicest of the group, but that doesn't mean we don't have some fun stories, beer related stories. I mean, come on. We like to keep up the good work. I think we got one more.
Hey guys, can you hear me? It's Wazoo Corvette. Hey, right now I'm sitting in Clovis, but whoa. I just got back to the hotel from Fresno.
What?
From a little place called The Spokeasy. Just happened to walk in there to meet my technician, and I checked the board, and they had a brewery called, Pacific Northwesterners that might have heard of it, Donnie, Kent, Lori. A place called Fremont Brewing it's called the Fremont District. Anyway, they had the a bourbon barrel aged Dark Star. Yep, that's right. Bourbon barrel aged Dark Star. One of my all time favorite bourbon barrel aged beer. Favorite beer ever. Like Fresno, 2022 version. Like okay. Yeah, I gotta have it. There's nothing else. No, just give me that. Tasted it. Dark chocolate, coffee, roast, just dark brown sugar, deep dark tobacco flavors. Oh, delicious. I let it warm up while I enjoyed a hazy from Vitamin C and a Kolsch from, I can't remember who. Sorry. Hope it's not swearing, the not swearing week, but
fantastic beers. Right,
and then split a couple of creeks with my technician and just enjoyed some great food from the vendor there on Wednesdays at the Spoke. Go check it out, guys. Before I went to Spoke, I did go to Incinerati. Unfortunately, not open on Wednesdays, so that sucked. Then I went to Machine Head, had their Pilsner, which is kind of different, a little bit tart. Not really Pilsner-y as far as Pilsners go, but quite refreshing. And had their Spokeasy Anniversary beer, which is a West Coast IPA. Clean, crisp, just hit all the spots. Like, chew your beer. This would be your beer. In Fresno County, Clovis, Mikey might call it, but great, crisp, light, fruity, dry, just not too piney. It's a really, really good IPA. But then I did take out some High and Dry. Their 420 beers. Got some four packs of that, and I got a four pack of another their hazy IPAs. He's making great beer. That's all. Just making great beer. Mikey, Nick, that's all I got. I hope y'all have a great show. Okay. Have a good Wednesday. Have a good Thursday and Friday. Keep up the good work.
No.
Cheers.
No promises there.
Bye. I'm in Fresno County.
Fresno County.
Clovis.
Oh, he's in the county. We know what you mean. Our night is going much better thanks to your new box of beer. So thanks, Wazoo.
Still having my orange glow. Still trying to get my orangey. Wrap my head around this gold.
Orange, you glad I didn't say banana?
Wazoo. Thanks for that poor report, Wazoo. From Fresno County Poor Report.
Man, stouts are out there and I'm missing them.
Yeah, some like Fremont stouts. Like, it sounds the way Wazoo presented that as if you're like a fan of Fremont Brewing, this would be something you'd be interested in. And it's in Fresno and a beer bar in Fresno.
I might have to leave my house this weekend.
Ooh, dude, you know how Spokeasy is. Nothing stays on for very long, so.
That's true. Yeah, so it's probably gone. Why even worry about it?
Why worry yourself about it? Just enjoy your work, stupid work day.
Yeah, enjoy. Do you want to go to work today? Good.
Dumb work day.
Why couldn't Dolly Parton have sang 10 to 3?
Working 10 to 3. What a way to make a living. Working 10 to 12.
Yeah.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
But sometimes I think about this, like, sometimes you're just like, man, why does anybody have to work? Like, why can't we all just stay at home? But what do you like to do when you're not working? You like to go to restaurants. You like to go to bars and enjoy yourself.
Okay.
But what about those people working in the restaurants and bars? What if they could retire too? Still. Then nobody's work. Then you can go anywhere. There's nowhere you could go without anyone working.
Ooh.
You just have to stay at home. And then nobody could brew beer because they're not. That's work. You wouldn't be able to have any beer. You just have to sit at home and drink water if nobody had to work. And then how are you going to get your meat? You can get your meat. You're going to kill your meat. I'm not killing any meat. I'm not killing anything from meat.
Totally.
So I'm screwed. We got to keep working, people. I need everyone to keep working so I can get cool shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I want to retire. That's all.
How are you going to get that sealed Boba Fett action figure?
Yeah. Who's making that Boba Fett action figure that I enjoy? What about those tapes?
Yeah.
I'm really into tapes right now. All those tapes I enjoy. Okay. Somebody's making those tapes. Somebody's manufacturing the actual tape. Somebody's
writing
the music and making
somebody
the
tapes. Had to put a pencil in it and rewind it for you.
Yeah. What am I going to do there? I like watching sports. Somebody's going to have to work in the arena. Somebody's going to have to pay those players.
Camera guy.
Let's go, Suns. Yeah, the camera guy. You think that camera guy is going to be there if no one's paying him? He's like, here, screw this shit. I'm going home. I'm retired.
I'm going to go home and watch the game.
Go home and watch the game. Somebody else record it. So, yeah, man. The life's weird, dude.
Due to no cameraman, the game cannot be televised.
Due to everyone retired. Yeah. There's nothing. Nothing's happening now. This is the second half of the show. This is some weird shit. This kind of stuff doesn't happen on like those like straight beer podcasts.
Is that, however, not in the top 10? Cut
drinking! Let's talk about the business of craft beer. Let's have a real discussion about the business of craft beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inflation is up, so craft beer is down.
Yeah. Lots of the materials are more expensive, and we're having a boom on.
Do you even drink?
Are you?
That's what I'm doing when I'm listening to other beer podcasts that aren't the perfect part. I'm just like, do you even drink?
Have you ever had a lager before?
Beer Night in San Diego. Those guys get it. That's a podcast, beer podcast that gets it. They get what it's about. Some of them don't, though. There's like,
Let's talk about the business of craft beer.
Yes.
Well, those other podcasts that just like blow yammer and stuff.
Like, yeah, right? Because you don't know how to fucking yammer. So you just make, you just talk shit about us.
We yammer on for hours.
Very good at yammering. Sorry, you're not good at yammering.
Yeah. Try again next year.
Speak update. I'm going into my on tap, getting prepared for being caught drinking. Wazoo Corvette just checked in, a hazed and confused. He's at the I don't want to reveal what hotel he's at, but now I know.
Yeah, sounds fancy.
The Nick 80 on tap. What have you been drinking this week?
Of all the beers in the world that are unique to me, the only one I had uniquely was the Red Seal Ale from North Coast Brewing Company.
Oh my gosh. North Coast, yes. Man. Uh-huh. I haven't had that one in a long time.
I had a not Old Rasputin beer from North Coast Brewing. And it was pretty good. A little malty. Would have been great with pizza.
Wow. You're like, where's my pizza?
Mm-hmm. But yeah. That was my that's my unique things for this week. Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. I'm also noticing maybe I'll come back to that. Something else I was noticing on untap that I'll talk about.
Okay.
The single cams are out there in California.
Nice.
Drinking it up. Having a good old time. So I don't know if that's gonna come out next week, be something next week, but look for the single cams California venturing to be featured in next week's show. This week I did get a variety pack of craft beer, namely from Modern Times, the Rad 12 pack of beer. And it came with four different beers. One of them was the Dingo Magic, Modern Times IPA, the Hazy. And there's an Orderville in there, a 12-ounce Orderville. Just looks weird. So used to see Orderville as a 16-ounce or in a bottle.
Yeah.
And then see it in a 12-ounce can is just like, this doesn't look right.
Feel like you got ripped off already.
Yeah, you're like, you're ripping me off. Also, and there's the Hello Grapefruit from Modern Times. And I'm trying to... what else? So there's four of them. Hell Grapefruit, Orderville, Dingo Magic, and I guess I didn't check in the fourth one, but there's a fourth one. I can't remember. See? That's why I need Untap. I can't remember.
That's right.
If it's not an Untap, didn't happen.
CRS.
I had a quick afternoon lunch beer because I went to Out of the Barrel to pick up some to-go beer, and she talked me into having a day draft beer at Adopt Don't Shop Santa Adiris IPA.
Sounds like a dog reference.
Oh, that might be. I don't know. And Topa Topa Brewing Company's Intent to Swing Baseball reference beer, double New England IPA, and Hen House is incredible IPA that I also had earlier this evening. I've been having this week bought at the Whole Foods.
Wow, this is a place I've been in a while.
Moonraker's Blue Chronic, that was a good beer. Another Modern Times, the Fortunate Islands. Bought completely separate of the variety pack. Botalogic's Ocularity. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all the...
There's some freshies.
All the freshies I drank this week.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers, 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 cheers.
Yow. Wow. Oh, as always, cheers to Colin and Janine. Always nice to hear from them. I do have Jacuzzi envy.
Oh, me too.
So enjoy it.
Damn it. I love Jacuzzi. Yeah. I don't have one.
Love Jacuzzi.
Like, all my friends, like, come to my house and are like, man, I can't believe you don't have a Jacuzzi. I'm like, I know!
Mm-hmm. One of you bastards needs to start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, I'm saving up that Golden God money. Maybe
that could be jacuzzi.
Like I'll say, Nick, the drinking come over jacuzzi. And use the jacuzzi whenever you feel like it. Matt too. Awesome. Matt's earned any spoils from the Golden God money.
Jacuzzi time.
Matt's earned his jacuzzi time.
What?
He's earned his jacuzzi time.
Jacuzzi, yes. Allotment of jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi.
Cheers to Benj Clark. It was his birthday earlier.
Oh, in the week. Cheers, Benj. Go up in Santa Rosa. Check him out.
Hey, guys. What else? Who else do we hear from? I guess that's it.
Sorry. I'm a belching beaver over here.
The belching beaver.
Cheers to the golden gods of the perfect boar donating to us every month, providing for our future rolled meats machine.
Cooker.
Cooker. Thank you for helping the show pay for itself. It is much appreciated. That is our Patreon. Our Patreon people are the Golden Gods. And you can be part of that group. You get to hear the tailgate, which is just us preparing for the show. I try to get the show out a little earlier for the Golden Gods. So, like, you know, the show comes out on Friday morning. But somehow I'm able to figure out how to do a future podcast on Thursday, late Thursday nights. And don't ask me how, since we're here on Friday morning, that the Golden Gods can hear it on Thursday nights, but
yeah,
I don't know, man.
What do you think?
Figured it out. And you also get in the all access to all the groups, the forum on Facebook, the Discord channel, and whatever, man, whatever else. So what thank you. To all the Golden Gods for helping us pay for the show. It's Moochie appreciated. Also, cheers to Janine for 5,000 uniques. She hit 5,000 uniques. This is what happens when you do tasters. I mean, she's put in her time too. This is not diminishing her accomplishment at all. Gotcha. But I'm just saying, tasters. Yeah,
they don't break out taster versus full bore, right?
Tasters go a long way. It's pretty hard to get 5,000 without tasters being involved. So you got to get out there, get in the mix, like Janine. Get in the mix, find a hot tub. And if you're not in a hot tub, make sure you're out in the brewery getting those tasters. You got to keep your focus, man.
Yeah.
You want to get those uniques up, you got to focus.
Focus. It's
And just big cheers for you sticking through the whole episode listening, and anyone that shares the show out in their own social media and talks about it amongst their beer group. We appreciate it. That's all I need to say, really, for here. Yeah. Perfect said for episode 458.
Ooh.
Person's here.
Woo. I'm just getting to the end of this orange glow. Mm-hmm. That crowler and the 16 ounces of orange glow. Got a nice little foamy head. Take this head into the weekend.
There you go. Do it right.
Yep. Have a great week.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe.
Sometimes.
Have fun.
Always.
But first, what do you got to do?
Yes. You got to check your dates.